Mishnah Dalid. V'yeluhein hanikbarim. The following animals need to be buried. Kadshim shehipilu. An animal which is a karbon, which had a miscarriage. So the fetus needs to be buried. Yikavru, it needs to be buried. Hipila shulya. What if it discharged an amniotic sac, meaning the sac which holds the amniotic fluid when the animal is developing in the mother's womb, but this specific situation, there was no fetus inside the sac, just the sac came out. To cover this too as well, must be buried. Shor haniskal, if an animal had a psak on it, a ruling by a bezin that it must be stoned to death because it murdered a person, v'yagla rufa, or a calf which is going to have its head chopped off because a person was found dead near a city, v'tzipari mitzaira, or the birds brought by a mitzaira, for example, a mitzaira who brings two birds, and one was brought, the other one is still alive, and it became pasul, then it would also be buried. Sa'ar nazir, the hair of a nazir, when he shaves it off during his purification process, u'peter chamar, or an animal which is redeemed the firstborn of a chamar, ubasa b'chalav, or meat that was cooked together with milk, v'chulen shenishchatu bazara, or an animal of chulen, an animal which is not a karban but was shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Azara, all of these are nikbarim, they all have to be buried. As we discussed earlier, things that are buried are forbidden even after they decompose, and if they're dug up much later, although it's now decomposed, it's still forbidden to get any pleasure from it. Reb Shimon says, Chulin shenishchatu b'azara yisarfu. If an animal which is chulin was shechted in the Azara, that is not buried, rather it is burned. V'chein chaya shenishchatu b'azara. Same thing applies to a chaya, a wild animal, for example, a deer, which is not roy for the mizbeach. If it's shechted in the Azara, Reb Shimon says it should be burned. And the Mefarshim explained, because Reb Shimon is concerned that if we're going to bury chulin that's shechted in the Azara, we may end up burying kadshim that is shechted outside. It may come to confuse it with kadshim that is becomes pasul in the Azara, which we normally burn. Therefore, he says, let's just burn everything to avoid possible confusion. Mishnah Hey. Ve'elo hein anisrafen. The following animals are supposed to be burned, or the following items have to be burned. Chametz bePesach. Chametz, which is found on Pesach, that's owned by a Jew, Yisarf, it should be burned. Utruma Tameya. Truma that becomes Tamei, as well, should be burned. Ve'ha'arla. Ukloy HaKerem. However, arla, which means produce or fruits in the first 3 years of their development, or kalai hakerem, which are produce which were cross-bred or grown together with two different species, in that situation, a sedakar lisarif, if it's a solid, something which normally can be burned, yisarif, it should be burnt. Veshedakar likaver, but if it's something which is normally just buried, for example, it's a liquid, yikaver, it should be buried. Umadlikim bepasu b'shemesh al chuma. It is permitted for a kohen, when we have to burn bread of truma which became tame, or oil which became tame, although it needs to be disposed of, the kohen is allowed to get benefit from it in the process of disposing of it.